Vader doesn't want to tour any longer.
You said there's a party tonight.
Really?
Well, you know, I talked to him this evening, and yeah, he claimed to not be touring ever again, never.
Hey, you said there's a party tonight?
Yeah, there's a party tonight. Yeah, we'll give you a Harry Larry birthday party.
Actually, who cares? We'll do that, and maybe Mr. Mann will go over there.
Say happy birthday, Governor Rocknarr.
I don't know about that. You know how we hate to talk about anybody that isn't a me show.
We could have gotten a few minutes and get breakfast.
But you can talk about
You know what we ought to do before Emmett gets here? We ought to put
little
that record with a blip, 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 and just leave it on the turntable for Emmett.
Leave it on the turntable.
You can turn turtle on the turntable. Give in and give up. Sound like defeatist trash? Well, it is. Yeah, well, we're not going to turn Turkle on any turntable this evening. That's not on
Crybaby.
Caller. It's an allergy.
Caller Rocknarr.
I just can't help. I forgot I was supposed to bring
to
the text of this
years?
Poem by Governor Rocknarr, and I neglected to put it in my reticule.
Where you been?
All right. Well, you know, I've been working. I got a promotion.
Working?
That's good.
We don't use that word on this show.
Well, now, at night, all such strictures are suspended.
Yeah, but they gave me a promotion.
Well, that's great thing, a promotion.
Did they give you more money?
Step up to big pay.
More slack?
It's a vertical move rather than horizontal. Or even at a severe angle.
$20,000 a year.
Governor Rocknarr, we congratulate you.
Man.
That's what they call gaming the system.
So what kind of... Surfing, no, you don't have to tell us what the job is, but what's the kind of things you have to do on this job?
I get to manage other people now.
Oh, my God. Well, you've kind of got the managerial
manage me! You mean like human resources?
No, well,
humans?
We don't... Listen, Rocknarr. You have to understand, we don't call them people anymore now that we're in management.
Well, we have
we
names
call
for
them human resources.
Or just humies for short.
And in some cases, at a very high level, we would just refer to them as human capital.
Casualties.
Yes, as if they could
well,
instantly
or collateral
be transferred
damage,
into...
But, you know, we don't necessarily want to get rid of all of our people. We
human
labor
financial
force.
Capital.
We need a labor force to actually punish and tow, you know, all of management's needs across the marketing wasteland, as it were. You got me there?
The resource pool.
Right, the human... Yeah. Now, refer to those, what you formerly knew as people.
People.
Now we refer to as human resources.
People.
Because that's what they are.
I'm hearing...
Yes, they're your resources, Mr. Manager. How will you deal with them? What happens when they start griping? What are you going to do? Now, that's what they... Look in your little bag of manager tools. See?
It has...
That deep, heavy, big bag. It's got a lot of tools in it.
Unfortunately.
It's got little tools that'll help you, like, poke into their brains and discover what they're thinking about their fellow human resources.
They've got lots of rusty points to them. They haven't been used in a long, long time.
Yeah, exactly. You have to know that so that you can pit them against one another. In a special
there is no place
method
to
plug in, of right?
You can always chime in on the microphone.
But cannot hear show.
You can't hear show here.
I hear the
Now, do you still have the donkey
so
in the garden?
Chipmunks being executed, but it's just the sound effect.
I thought I
but
heard
But I had to keep them in the garage now because they won't let me keep them outside.
Chipmunks?
That donkey sounds like mice or something.
Oh, that's a tiny donkey.
Sorry, running
that's
the wrong
why.
Piece of digital footage here.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Due to the recent rainstorms, donkeys have been invading many houses in the Bay Area.
And
an even more pernicious
you bring a
problem than mice or mouse invasion. Oh, there goes one now. So,
well, now, how close are they, do you think?
That was a mouser?
Sometimes it's close to you as the next whiff of donkey breath. Yeah.
Sometimes they're simply under the piano and lying still.
But they're not where you expect them to be.
As if they were in a coma.
They're there.
Could but mice and donkeys where? Be connected?
Under the piano.
The under the bed. Because you just said coma.
Under the chiffarobe.
It's a grand piano.
And a grand old mule
and
under
did
it.
You try in there with Rob?
Well, a donkey and a mule. Now, let's not get these animals confused.
Oh, that's a mule that you can take to school.
A mule is the progenitor. A donkey is the progenitor.
A democratic emblem, by
of
George.
The mule, as is the horse.
An anti-mule. You see, it's a beast of burden, Philo. You got to make it turn the old water mill.
I just wanted to make a distinction between those portions of their lineage that can procreate and produce...
Well, you're talking about the difference between a mule or a donkey or a hinny or a...
Let's make sure we know. A donkey brays at midnight.
Hey, Philo.
Yes.
A donkey is a honky, but a mule...
Why, there he is.
Now, come on, Lear, you're muddying the waters. You're confusing the metaphorical balance of...
Ice Salix Babylonica.
Poetic
Cedrus
expression.
Atlantica.
We have the secret weapon
Hema
tonight.
Hemasapyrus.
Language
Lasonia.
There's a girl voice on here.
Hello.
Which will cancel out all the guy voices.
Welcome
Hello.
To
Hello.
Measure
Hello.
Your essence.
Uh-oh.
The new name
what happened?
We're going to give
blew
our
blew
show.
Up.
Yes, anyone who calls will be essentially
okay, you'll have to call back.
Can I get my mic?
Yes, stalled, widget. We have laboriously
yes. Oh, you're breaking up inside.
You're breaking
lines.
Up. Your mic
yes,
is
Yes, I'm breaking
inside.
Up, too, but I must steel myself with steely resolve.
Okay, well, I'm going to tune up here.
My world-encircling
tune the show to be funny.
Yeah, we're tuning up the tuna fish portion of our show, which is not only on microfiche, but tuna fish, fleisch.
All day, I was storing up all day funny things to say.
Yeah, what happened?
But
okay,
well,
it's your
then
show.
Then I got my wisdom to that. I'm like, I'm on these painkillers, and I totally forgot everything.
Give me two.
Next time, I'm gonna write it down.
That's
hey,
always a
you're
good
calling,
thing because
you're calling
the strongest memory
from the Middle
is
East.
To the weakest ink.
Yeah, I'm calling from the internet. I got
the internet.
Question.
Really?
The internet? You could be anywhere in the world.
You are one listener.
Wired from the internet as well,
weird.
So I can't do both at the same time.
Oh yeah, okay.
Can't
so,
rub your stomach and pat your head at the same time.
So you
well,
can't listen to us while you're talking.
The audience loves
who have
it.
Just that Yay. Problem.
So are you using the Skype?
See if I'd load it in.
Yeah, I'm on
Skype. Like
oh, excellent.
I can just hit the button.
Well, we put those in.
It sounds kind of like it does. You know,
we'll add the
home.
Sound effects later and also of the medieval
Except I have the headphones on.
The clanking sword sound
yeah,
effects.
But anyway, I'm going to, next week, I'm going to write down everything.
Okay.
All this week, and I won't forget it. So next
okay.
week, I'll be
but
much,
why don't you
much
use
much
sophisticated
So you had all your funny stuff saved
she's
up?
She's got her mullet on?
Well, the thing, yeah, I mean,
That's
the thing is, I don't know what kind of drugs he gave me, but it worked good. I just forgot everything. I had it all like planned, but
you had
and that's
it all.
Because you had your
but
wisdom teeth removed,
it got
right?
Away. For then is the beginning
yeah.
of wisdom.
How many of them did they take out?
Well, one, just one this time and one last time.
But it was the wisest of them all.
Your wisest wisdom tooth was.
Yeah, that. Yeah, but I've got some strong roots.
Well, you had to take it out when it made wise cracks in your mouth.
Okay.
Ouch. Ooh.
Wow, that hurt it cracking
can you give
there.
Us headings on what the what the original...
Don't tell us to give us headings.
The original
He's
ideas
asking
were.
For the
I'm
longitude,
not on the air.
But I ain't giving
yeah,
you
I'm a lady,
bearings.
Guys. Come on.
Bearings.
I can't give headings
These
to everybody.
Aren't
well,
bearings.
Can you give us bearings?
These are two steel balls, yes. which I hold in my hand to, well, just sort of to concentrate.
This is
Captain, so what time is it there in that foreign hinterland?
No, it's ground up with carrots and other good things from nature's breadbasket. Here,
so what happened? Little caller, little internet caller.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a rainbow of vegetable
She's
dyes
still there?
And colors.
I wanted to find out.
And
I think
it's good for you.
I think
stop,
it's,
top scientists say stop.
2:35 in the afternoon there.
Well, that's confusing because as we all know, it's 3:37.
It's 3:37 here. But
no,
it's 2:37.
Okay.
Oh, maybe, no, no, no,
way.
No, no. It's 1:37.
Whatever you want.
In the afternoon.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I thought it was 6:37 in the morning.
Well, yeah,
what?
Your time.
Hold on.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
But she is in
he was
Tel Aviv.
6'3" and 7 inches.
Oh, that's right.
Hey,
oh,
that guy?
Is this
a morning coat.
So in Tel Aviv, it is.
To his
got
chin.
A curly
I believe
his
it's
necktie crisp and modest, yet asserted with a simple pin.
In the
beautiful.
Afternoon.
a dedicated follower of...
This takes back memories, doesn't it, Philo? Remember?
Yeah, it does take back memories. Every time I take a hit, I lose more.
You're taping back memories?
I used to remember that, but that was the last brain cell I lost.
Oh, those are brain cells. Now I see. Well, I was...
Hey, I need those!
Too late. But don't worry, you can grow more under our special method of inculcating a sense of sex and real estate. It's part of the marvelous plan, which will only be offered for a limited period of time while you're listening to this radio show. Keep listening carefully because the clues, such they are interspersed with our regular broadcast content.
Yes, those of you that are in the ice cave can now spread out and appear to receive your alpine gear in color this time.
It's got great to be in a land where a man can spread out.
You'll find that your ice axes
plenty
are vermilion.
I'm going to get
room
drunk.
To get big and
I'm
going to
get drunk while listening
a good
to your
spread
show.
Of land.
Well, you
that's,
are.
That's a plan.
No, stop. Stop.
Don't do it.
No.
What makes it any different than any other show?
The time.
For sure. Oh, the time.
I only get drunk right real late.
So,
okay,
a solitary, crabbed old drinker who drinks only with himself? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
And you know what the best drink I've ever found is?
Hot sake.
Hot sake. I agree.
Before I ever became inebriated,
in the microwave.
Of Saipan. Hot sake.
You know, now that I've seen what you look like, it's completely different hearing your voice.
And they were swimming.
I saw what you did last summer.
Were they flounder?
No, they were little.
Did you know that?
Little tiny.
The mystery is
and
off.
They were swimming
suicide.
Kind of like
you
little
know what I look
delta
like.
Smelt.
Yeah.
And we were swimming through old Japanese warships that had been sunk during the Battle of Saipan.
Japanese
Shinto warship.
Ahead
of me walks
warship.
A young woman with legs like a banana.
Well, yes, I knew and what she you was looked like too. In advance, but you look a little tamer than I thought you would.
Oh, really?
Well, look again, because you may be looking through the wrong end of the glass.
One of the most sensitive parts
both
of the world to me.
Those are sensitive pieces of equipment.
Hal was late, so I didn't see what he looked like.
Oh, I'm here, but you probably wouldn't notice me if you were.
No, but I'd like to talk about the dinosaurs over
most
in
of our what? Listeners have been to the Dr. Hal.
Let's see,
and
now
I'd
you
love
use
to
Hal
that wonderful
and
female laughter once in a while on the show.
That's a Showtime joke.
Too
that was,
rare on this hour.
I'm not laughing. That was a chortle.
Copyright Showtime, 2006.
It's just such a change from what we usually hear.
Oh, I know. It's a total sausage party over here. You know, they can't even... I can't even be in the same room as them. I'm completely segregated into,
would you hide
this little,
salami?
Little pod.
Doing? Here, please hide the salami for me.
It turned out that there... We,
come on, it's a
you
cute
know,
little
we had
pod.
An extra male, but
full
no female. That is to say...
Where?
Here, take where's this woolen blanket.
Red,
I'm talking about the end of the wire,
oh,
you know, the plug.
Open the
pod,
I'm not.
You have to look at it for the whole
day.
I'm
making
just.
I'm going
to leave it in front of you here.
It's time to
I got you tempting me with bait.
So
I got T-Rub shining a light in my face. I got.
Hey, I'm working my way back to you, girl.
But we also have to inspect you thoroughly, for you might have the microfilm on your.
Well, Suicide Man, I have to admit, you look completely different than you looked last time I saw you.
Yeah, what's the deal with that changeover, dude?
And that chainsaw, too. That's that really makes it look
we
like
we had that one mirror. We put it in front of you, and we captured your image in the mirror, and then you came back, and it was different. We
it
didn't know what
shattered.
To do.
7 years of bad luck in chainsaw movies. Well, I guess that's just luck.
And
some
so
people have it.
Hal made his way down the passage with his new goatee flaring in front of him.
And we're
look at me, everybody!
Dressed in a devil outfit, he
stylish.
Saw his way up to Stazzy. The pedestal in the portal.
You didn't go to the devil show.
You're living with a
wanted
freer
you guys to come
existence
to the Satan
than ever
show.
Known for before.
We, it was great when Satan no, appeared on
studio
his throne.
Nearly
was,
the zebra types, the idol strokers.
Moment.
He knew not what to do except stroking. His right hand in that one
pinball
spot
billiards.
That made him surmise that he had indeed a heart
oh,
of gold.
That's right. It's right in there. Oh.
And written on it.
And here,
sugar,
ticking?
It says,
it's ticking like a clock.
Nine, eight, seven,
oh, this is the big count.
Six.
That's
five,
his heart. That's his heart of
everybody
gold.
Four,
away.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
We go hamster.
Happy pig gear. Yep. The year of the pig.
Okay, you have to do that countdown.
See, there, I'm sorry, all thrown out of whack. I
explosion showed up at the wrong time. So let's do the countdown again.
Now you did it.
Contact
we
that.
We woke up. Uh oh, we woke up
nice.
The devil.
Are you nice. Okay for go?
You can roll over.
It's the demon from
Countdown.
Target City.
Commencing.
It's the demon from the abyss.
The purple princess of Plumtown.
10.
But silence did not.
Okay, you'll
9.
Have to call doctors
the
for
the rotten 8. Smell of burning flesh.
7.
Okay, now 6. This time we want you to do it without taking the pill.
5.
The terrible
without
rotten
cake.
Smell
4.
Of burning flesh.
3.
I cried.
2.
I want some takeout.
Help.
2.5.
1.
And now 4. Here comes the silent command. Ready to receive.
Where were they?
Whoa. I just love stoking anticipation. I love teasing.
I'm really waiting for something to happen.
Somebody help. Well,
it's going understand. To happen. Don't worry.
How about
I'm lonely
this?
And,
If one of these bombs goes off anywhere near you, you'll die instantly.
There's a desk here I can cover.
Yeah, you can play piano.
You'll never play the violin again.
I couldn't before.
Okay, we'll just cut the explosion.
And the atmospheric tests, you know, tonight my cousin and I were talking and saying, when our parents had us, when we were in their wombs, my mother and her sister, my aunt, there were nuclear tests going on in the atmosphere and strontium-90 pervading all aspects
many
of
nights
the
of my
new
childhood
existence.
In the
of
well,
course,
remember that.
From that,
clouds.
It would logically follow that we are, in fact, mutants.
Gorgeous, big sheets of green. It's like a fake one-level Aurora Borealis.
Ready to go back
of doom.
Of doom. Well, it wasn't of doom for us because we were a military family.
So that's why you can't look for
like
someone
a,
like
hey, 8
you.
O'clock, you know,
the,
okay.
You have to look for a mutant.
There is no one like me.
America.
I am a monad.
You look for a mutant. You look for one that will go all the
President
way on the last day with
beacon,
you.
Beacon, beacon.
Not the first
no
day.
No one will go on a date with a mutant. Like me.
I like those kind of girls that will
they
go all the way
me.
On the last
me
day.
That movie, so
beacon, 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 beacon. But
I
they
saw
are
right
also
in the theater
mutants.
Saying, you can't do that. And then they immediately made a joke about why you can't do that.
Why can't you do that?
Because only Merkins...
Oh, I see. Only Merkins can
only,
do it. Well,
only a little hairpiece like that can do it.
Yeah, I got you.
Quit breathing into the microphone, you heavy breather.
Quit breathing so hard that you run out of oxygen like those miners in West Virginia.
I'm from West Virginia.
Yeah, that was just...
Yeah. It happens a lot there with the coal mines.
They wrote notes to their families.
I know, that was amazing.
Did they write notes to their canaries?
The same thing happened in the crash in Hokkaido, the 747 that went down. People knew had long enough to know. So they wrote notes, and when they found the wreckage, it was just all
I wonder
this
if that guy...
They found notes floating around in the wreckage?
No, it was on land. So, yeah, notes scattered in the
Church
trees.
Church of the what?
Okay, why didn't they type things into their laptops and iPods and cell phones?
Don't even try to get along with the others like you used to. What's wrong with you?
Those are dangerous wasps.
Go with the razor blade. That's a trick to getting your head shaved.
Too late.
Go with the razor blade. Remember, kids, walk down the street, not across.
It happened, Philo.
Over 75% of those participating will shave their head with this device right now. Here.
It happened.
Hey, is that Anand's hair?
Yes, completely shaved.
Wow.
Every
You're
last
talking
one.
To someone who knows about head shaving.
So, now...
You mean in its entirety of the whole... Oh, wonderful. Yet another incarnation.
Yes.
So are you going to do something with all that head
Reminds
shaved?
Me of the days of John Lowe.
Oh, good.
New face every day.
But you see, I did retain this souvenir.
Always a nice way to
sad souvenir.
Hey, can I rub my shaved head on her shaved head?
No.
No.
That would create
no.
a static discharge.
It's my birthday.
That would make a static discharge in a painful friction area.
I know.
It would be an enormous snap and a blue spark.
It would cause
remember.
A blizzard condition
saying,
in the
can
Midwest.
Can I rub my real head against this digital
You see, when a butterfly
thing.
Claps its wings together...
It's
in
like,
Oslo.
That's a model of a butterfly.
It causes
then,
a blizzard in England.
That's right. And then stock prices fall on the Chicago Exchange.
And new prophecies emerge daily.
and frogs fall from the sky.
A two-headed
those
cow.
Those are one of the prophecies.
To Mrs. Ellen Yukabrakovitz.
The first frog is my favorite, though. Because you're up above L.A. and you're thinking, how are they going to resolve all these stories that are actually physically zooming together?
From the
that little frog.
Here's a great story about a woman who actually eats her socks.
Thought, no, he's not going to do this.
He's got a disease called ISA.
Okay.
Write it up. Use the Philo Touch. We'll need it in the 6 o'clock edition.
Yeah. Thousands of frogs.
I got to get
thousands
of coffee.
No, yes. So, but thousands of little fake frogs.
Well, those frogs aren't fake. Don't touch them. Those are real. Those are deadly frogs.
Oh, sorry.
Don't touch them. They have a toxin in their skins which can immobilize a man in 2.0 seconds.
Want to smoke some?
Well, okay. Wait when I get off duty. Here, let me do it up. Stuff.
It's like DMT. It's a
huge like
rush.
It's like TNT going off in my mind.
Oh, my.
And you dance with the ancestors for a while.
Big frog daddy. I got one coming.
You mean you're the gorilla?
And then for a moment
the
you
gorilla.
Think you're suicide.
The gorilla, my dreams.
Who's the gorilla, anyway? It said the gorilla wrote another message to the police. You know, some people even acted as if I was the gorilla, which is, of course, ridiculous. I know. I mean, one person who isn't the gorilla is me. I'm.
You want to lift up your.
I'm never the gorilla.
Stupid actually, zipper there, sir.
This is not a zipper. This is like a birth feature in my hairy pelt.
How come the music stopped when you did that?
Well, the world's miniature Royal Scottish Band, the Standpipers, are out there on the field in their mole costumes,
my
squeezing away at
bleeding.
Their squeegees manufactured by electronic computers.
It's like the brain from Planet...
Just so, only now they're here. And we have to deal with them.
Nobody can beat those brains that are crawling across the floor.
Oh,
and
I wouldn't
want to
beat brains. That's a terrible idea.
And the little raspberry jelly's going...
Ick.
The pleasant squishing sound.
I don't
every
like
single
that.
Brain that gets shot, it shows a little rubber brain.
Ruined my new Gucci shoes, I tell you.
It's true.
Well, at least they're mortal. There they are.
Thanks,
shoot.
Colonel.
Shoot.
But we still have a name for that Spanish one, right? With the Spanish hand in the box. Mm. And then they put it in the closet.
El Cabron.
Time to tuck your pants into your boots.
Because we're swinging in a show.
It has something to do with Nostradamus.
4.1.
Oh, yeah.
It's some sorcerer who's heading in the box.
Mono.
W-J-A-K. Hideous stand.
Do you remember that? I did
that. You can do that, I guess. But it doesn't sound
that's the one piece of art other than the Fremont that I actually did.
You did that Stang termite?
Yeah, I did. I drew that.
That's great.
Scratches.
It was made from like a photograph that I took the top of and then drew it at the bottom.
Oh, it's great. It really, the glasses, it really captures the man. Of course, it doesn't capture
you know what?
His
he
present,
hated it. He
his,
really hated it.
His saintly appearance today, of course, bears no relation to this
I talked to
juvenile
him actually,
caricature.
You know, it was like, if you really hate it that bad, you'll put it in the
jeez,
book.
Jeez, get it over with already. Oh, they're done.
People
okay.
are
oh, well, oh, I didn't know you guys were in.
We were watching the whole time. We were trying to act like we weren't, but we were watching.
How would you
oh,
like
sorry,
it if everybody made fun of your, well, of some anatomical...
Put a loincloth on it.
Yeah.
Throw a towel over it.
Hey, Philo.
Yeah.
You gotta let Hal borrow your 642.
Well, I had sent in a requisition for a 934.
Okay, here you go, Hal. Take it. It's my 642.
Whoa. Well, what am I supposed to do with it?
Shoot it.
Draw something
exactly.
with
just
it.
Just clean it a couple
well,
times.
Well, I would,
yeah.
but I don't have
clean
a surface.
And,
and
then
and oh, do some rounds.
Right. Well, okay. But this is too nice.
I now have
this
an old 45.
Picture of a beautiful angel lady. What the hell is this? They're both pictures of a beautiful angel lady. Now this is like a picture of some teddy bears getting it on or something. No, it's Santa Claus.
It's Santa Claus getting
kids.
It on with a teddy bear.
No,
the kid's in bed at the same time.
Worse than that, he's in bed with a bunch of kids.
Oh,
he's not in
Santa's
bed
lap.
With him. He's
oh, I see.
He's simply
leering over the
leering
end of the
over
bed.
The end of the bed like some ancient
well,
pedophile
amazing.
Of old.
They're really too nice to draw on.
He's like that
you give
pedophile.
Me a sheet of typing
he's
paper.
Like that guy from St.
A
Louis. That's
a weird Victorian card of a
oh, that guy?
Santa Claus here. Just give me an old piece of typing paper over the back of an old help. Laundry Brian. List.
I'm sorry. You got show hiccups.
Yeah.
Boy.
Show
are you
hiccups.
Different?
Need some water?
Then you
yeah,
are
why
one
don't you
of
drink
the
that
chosen.
Red Bull?
It's, well,
and that's why
it's radio
you have
water.
Been called to
that's
listen
the
to
Red
this
Bull
show.
Tempter.
Pay attention.
Even morons know that these are the end times. It's sugar-free Red Bull.
It might not even be here.
Oh, it's a digital Red Bull.
We're trying to help you.
The bombardment is continuing, and Dr. Drummond is trying to get a vital message out.
Yes, we must save you, even if it kills you. Because your time has finally come.
No explanation is needed. They should simply accept your pronouncement on doctrinal church authority.
That's right. You are in shape for the final days.
Chevy Chase.
And we are plucking the chosen few from the flock.
Chevy Chase.
Look at that beautiful flock.
You will realize.
And those curtains are adorable.
To the pleasure of your soul that Bob is a sex god.
It's true.
You know, it actually is true.
It is.
I have to say,
wake up.
A moment of seriousness.
Snap out of it.
Ow!
Hello.
What is this, Bob?
Learn
is a sex
for
god
yourself.
Thing? What does that mean? I hear that for years.
A god of sex.
And I have
it actually
have
works.
You asked yourself
you're talking
lately,
about S-E-C-T, right, sex.
Do I really need
like
to remain
groups of religious fundamentalists working in concert to spread their word?
Tab A into
told
slot
you before,
B.
Into the nooks and crannies of
you know, people come up to me and they say, Dr. Drummond, is there some way that I can regain my lost Yeti powers?
My witness. I am not now, nor have I ever been a member of the human race.
Well, that's good.
Furthermore, I would read into the record that on the day stipulated, I was out snapping moon pie.
You know, the one time the Beatles said they were bigger than Jesus. Did you know that?
Did you say moon pie?
That the biggers said they were Beatles than Jesus. Did you realize that? That the bigger,
there were
biggers,
bigger Beatles than Jesus.
They were. They
gigantic,
were bigger.
Carnivorous,
they had bigger boogers
Sudanese
than Jesus.
Beatles. Larger
that
than
like
a human
being. A B movie, Jesus versus the Beatles.
I heard that thing could eat a
stop
person's
stop motion
head.
Animation.
I've seen it happen.
Well, the Church of the Subgenius has a book, and it's the book of the Subgenius, and it's bigger than the Bible. It's not bigger, but it's better.
It's
reads
bigger
better.
Than some Bible.
It's a whole lot funnier and has less blood and guts.
More pictures.
In it.
And
it
more
has
pictures.
A sequel, Revelation
it has more
X.
pictures. It has a sequel called Revelation X, which I have to say goes for about $80 on eBay.
That's a hard one to find. If you should see that one, get a hold of it, dear friends, and
it's
study
out of
it.
Print.
It's
worth
it's
a lot of money. I mean, I know people that survive each month simply by buying and selling the
how
book.
Much are they now?
They're 85 bucks.
They went up
there
5
was,
bucks since last time.
There was when I was
they
in
fluctuate between 75 and 85
when I was
bucks.
In high school we had one copy of Revelation X that me and my friends passed amongst ourselves for 4 years.
Wow.
4 years in a little Timberville, Virginia.
See, that
where,
just goes
where
to
is
show
that?
There's
that
so much demand
it?
For
yeah,
Revelation
yeah,
X.
Yeah, my high school
there.
Boyfriend still has it.
People got no idea how much
I love seeing
people need Revelation X
copies with people's underline
yep.
stuff ripped out and
all dog-eared
certain
tattered
models
and
of women
underlined
and
marked
and pages
up
pages sticking together with
yeah.
various
well that's on all the stuff I did
splooge and
yeah. stuff Paul did
glue I mean,
actually, I was you know during
those
years
the glue
and I were
stuff.
Working on that book and the anti-coffee commercials came on
have you heard of those
coffee.
Yeah
in the late early 80s out here, people just get in little stupid grants, I'm sure, and playing music just like this. And it's
telling
a don't
folks,
drink
particularly black folks, not to drink coffee.
And then here, 25 years later, or something, we got Red Bull.
You guys have Red Bull.
I still laugh
I don't
read
have
my
Red
own
Bull.
Thing. Yeah,
but it
yeah.
gives you wings, they say.
I always love
it. It may give you wings, but it needs to grow its own wings and come in
it's
here.
It's so fun to follow the
well, that sounds
the,
like a
exactly
a
in the path of the leader.
You're talking about.
Yeah.
And just walk in his footsteps and not step on a landmine. So anyway, we're down here.
I want to do another one where
radio
we read that.
Prom.
Where we read
this
that.
Land sure is would, your land. This
I
land
wish
is
we could read all.
Land.
Do you think I'll be elected prom queen?
Yeah, no doubt.
Fine land.
No doubt at all. And also, we need to get Ivan Stang to release all of those letters. Our own little Freedom of Information Act in the Subgenius Church. Ivan, release the David Meyer hate letters. And let's have all of us read them.
I think
them.
Lies yeah. would never permit that.
We could, I do. I, well, we could. We know we could read Puzzling Evidence's version because I actually have the original that he sent me like 30 years ago, 75
years ago. Wow, there's
a
collector's item for
Oh, no,
it
was sent to me.
It's
dated 1/24/85.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was complaining about
Night
of Slack.
I was one year old.
And here it is in my hands.
But you were already
You were 1 year old.
I was one in 1985.
When I shot Bob. Or you were...
One year.
Well, I shot Bob in January.
You were one, and you were one.
I was one.
Who won you, or did you win yourself?
I won me and a year.
Wow. Well, did you know the world ends tomorrow and you may die?
Yeah, I did actually.
But
I'm ready.
You can by joining the Church of the Subgenius, guarantee eternal salvation, or triple your money back.
Join the Church of the Subgenius at the wrists and ankles.
Boy, it's just so relaxing when you do. Now here we go. Let's dance.
Yes, we are the superior mutants. We prophesied ourselves back in the before times.
And now let us go into a beautiful pas de deux. Ready? I will spin you on the ice like this. Around and round she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. It's dizzying, euphoriac.
Look out, here comes Tonya Harding. She's got a... Oh, look out!
Ow,
my
she
knee.
Goes for the knee.
Oh, that's not gonna heal.
It's all psychological.
Like
Let's see you do a couple
sneak
of deep knee elbow
attack by Tonya
bends.
Harding again as she tries again to get in on the ice.
Hey, I'm big enough to be a bodyguard. I just realized.
I think she joined some hockey team.
Hey,
Hog Patooey.
I'm gonna tune up my violin here.
I'm playing
a couple
of
tunes on my
do you
violin.
Have your sax?
Sure, but not with me.
Now, which goes
I guess
price?
We can't have sax and violins then. Huh? Get it to sax and violins?
No, all we can have is...
Yeah, no sax for any of you tonight.
I've got some suggestions for you. I think you and me and everyone should listen to what others are saying this time.
Otters?
I don't even know what station we are listening to.
I don't either. What is it?
That'll be KPFA 94.1
FM
on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and, you know, all that stuff. KZFR in Chico, California. And KFCF in the fungus-shrouded valley of Fresno, California. And KPFB in Berkeley. And you were there. And you were there.
And you were there. And you?
In Berkeley.
94.
Can you see them?
85.3.
The one listener
in Berkeley.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's so heartening.
We love you, one listeners.
On the love.
I bet it's Paul. That's the listener. I know it.
No.
Hi, Paul.
One internet listener?
There's always one internet listener.
No, there's 45.
Is this Paul who gave me box?
Philo is looking at his phone. He can now see how many listeners there are on his phone.
She gave me a little box. I could never open it, and I didn't want to break it.
Oh, the little puzzle box?
Yeah, I don't know how.
Puzzle evidence
box. Oh, you know, those things are a pain in the butt.
Do you know how to do it?
That's kind of why I like them.
No, he has two of them at his place, and one I couldn't get, and Cappy couldn't get, and then somebody else couldn't get it, and then they handed it back to me, and it popped open, incidentally.
Well, I wish they'd hand it to me, and it would pop open.
Wow. You got to get the ball in the hole.
How many times have I heard
that?
You
gotta think in three dimensions, though.
It's
some kind of rock and roll thing.
And or roll.
Rock and roll.
I'll have a rock and roll.
I'll or roll.
French roll.
French roll.
I know
is
I
the
shouldn't, but
best.
I've always liked it so much because it's so silly. It's so Robert Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy.
Well, you know I'm gonna be.
I'm gonna cry. You can't play this. I'm gonna cry. I love this song.
Oh, me too.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Don't make her cry.
You know. It's a testament to this man's love.
Exactly. You know, because he walks 1,000 miles. That's what.
No. He doesn't walk. He walks 1,000.
Because he's Scottish and he looks weird.
And you know he's British, isn't he?
How many more would you want?
You know, and see, we only have one callers and one listeners.
Well,
I just love it because, you know, I've actually felt exactly
we've
like
we've got 42 listeners online, and I want 42 more.
You can't trust.
It's the answer to life, the universe, and everything. 42.
It's going to be that way to the end of your day.
Now we need 42 listeners. I got to have 42 that. More online now.
How do you make sound that does that?
I want to hear 42 listeners.
Not bad, but it's not what I would think
like
of as a chart.
I couldn't care less. I don't care if they're 42. So 4,200.
Did you listen to it yet?
Yeah, I played you some for you. I'll play some for you.
Thousand.
Yeah, because it's rock and roll, you have to play it loudly. And then, you know.
Well, I know there's got to be more than 42 listeners online now.
This is the first show this year, huh?
This is the first show this year.
Wow. Well, I know Happy New Year, guys.
That yeah, I got to have 42 more yeah, online listeners
how's than
I've been asleep
here?
Since right happened. Now.
Oh, really?
Although we were all in the same place. No, you were.
Well, I know I got to be
oh, yeah, I,
42
yeah,
more
there.
Online.
Yeah, and there. You were there?
Was,
and you?
And I was there.
You were all
I
there.
I 42
all
online listeners.
And
I needed 42 more online listeners.
And we were dancing and walking 500 miles.
And I could feel every foot.
A thousand.
A thousand.
Both a thousand them. Miles.
1,000 miles.
And, but just 42 more listeners is all we need online right now. So if you 42 listeners online will each call one more listener not who's not online,
hey,
make sure they're not
up.
Online, and make
listen
them get
the
online,
radio.
We could have 84 listeners. And I would walk 84 miles to have 84 listeners online
in
right
1984.
Now.
In the Sierras.
Now, would you walk 84 nautical miles?
Sure, on water.
Those are,
on the
those
sea
are longer.
Yeah, they're like 14.8
I would strap on my poor pie
longer-ish.
And walk across
they're
the
kind
water.
Of not longer-ish.
That sounds like a plan.
Morally.
Yeah.
As,
because
as
the dolphins are my friends.
Beyond leak. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yo. Word.
Whoa. Where I'm coming from.
Playing the hits all night long.
What are you supposed to do? We'll pop these things out and stand them up or something?
Is there like
I would
things
know if
you
I was
write
in there,
on the back and
but
put
I can't
it
see because
like
I'm
a,
not.
Yeah.
You know, something you would put.
You see how many things are obstructing my view?
They're
what's
like,
in front of you?
It's like,
I'm
it's like being behind the Bay Bridge.
Help!
Not the least of which
I
is that gigantic thing, that microphone in front of your face.
You could be,
yeah, well,
you could be doing
know.
The same thing in there with Rob, uh-huh. with the K-Rob thing.
Is there a plug? Is there a
yeah.
thing?
You
that
bet.
Was
yeah.
There is a thing.
Is there
a K-Rob?
What's going
things.
On in there?
Here's a thing right
oh, you
here.
Don't want to see what's going on
I don't
there.
Think
I just
it's
said you could go
want.
In there and
no, I mean, it's radio.
You'll get the same effect. You won't be in the little stucky room.
It may not be the thing you want, but it's the thing you got.
It's like a stucky.
Yeah, you don't go with the show you're hearing. You go with the show you imagine us to be doing inside your head.
Yeah, you go with theater of the mind.
I'm doing it.
Yeah,
I'm making the move.
Don't listen to us. Think
but it's
about
not
your
my mind. It's your mind.
My mind is not my mind.
But it's not my mind either. It's your mind. Your mind is not my mind.
And your mind is not my mind either.
Therefore, says Dr. Shalofsky, at least one of the moons of Mars is not a natural object, but an artificial satellite placed behind us in orbit around the red planet in 1877, or shortly before that time. When we stop to think of the discovery of these Martian moons in 1877, and of the...
I just can't understand it. Well, here's something that'll make you even more perplexed. How is it that in Gulliver's Travels, they talk about the Martian moons and describe their orbits
yeah.
long before
oh,
they were officially discovered?
You might want to try different headsets, I guess.
The scientists of Laputa, the floating island, knew about the Martian moons in Book 3 of Jonathan Swift's Gulliver's Travels.
And how do they know that they didn't know about them back then? What's the proof? I mean, the mysterious moons of Mars are... It's a strange world, and we
yes,
don't know every
secret.
We're not
Thoria
as intelligent as we think
her,
we are.
Her faithful companion, Chloros. As
Phobos
the
and Deimos,
Phobos
isn't it?
Phobos
oh,
and Deimos
okay,
are the names we give the moons. I was giving them Martian names.
Wee.
There. Phobos
and
Deimos, which mean fear and terror.
I was sitting in a dark hole.
Well, it's
and
also
I couldn't see, and there was a light, and I couldn't go to it because there was a glass wall.
It was
wall
terrible. She was in there. She was covered with spiders, and
it was the spiders. I didn't mind. So much.
Furthermore, we found that these satellites were tiny, brighter than the planet itself, as though they were made of some material other than that of Mars. It is also worth noting that not only do these two Martian satellites sweep around the planet at a very high speed, but they travel in opposite directions.
Well, you'd have to
at some point you'd think they'd have to crash.
Yeah, why don't they crash into one another? These factors have led to the suspicion that they are artificial.
You don't crash into your friends.
They won't crash into each other, but they will eventually escape from the planet Mars.
Now, they're smaller than our moon.
Yes, they are.
Oh, they make our moon look giant, like a giant planet.
Our moon is giant. It's the biggest damn moon in the whole solar system.
Well, you just sound like you're ticks. You're just bragging again.
According to the proportion between the
Earth, we got the biggest damn moon in the whole galaxy.
In other words, what I'm saying is there are other technically larger moons in the system, but ours is the largest compared to the home planet of anything.
Oh, there's a basis.
We need it there. We need that moon because it makes tides in with the tides.
But what about the moons? What about the view over the moons of Uranus?
Well, they're, if you've got enough light to see, they're very spectacular, but it's dull out, dim out there. The sun is not very bright.
I have this one.
If you can bring your own light source, it's gorgeous. It's a mineral wonderland there.
That means duplicate now. It has nothing to do with its original meaning.
Yes, crystalline formations, tall, gothic spires,
stalagmites.
Okay, there's a caller on line 6 that's asked me to comment on the theory of endless worlds.
All right, type this out. All right, now it's being typed out while you describe it in your symposium, just as predicted in the syllabus.
I'm out of paper.
Well, then she sat down on the brink of a tank filled with wine. And within it, the blood and fat of corpses that hung from trees on its banks.
Ew.
And she offered the king a goblet full of the fat and wine to drink.
Corpses.
But he would not accept the loathsome compound.
Corpses.
And she kept saying earnestly to accept the loathsome compound. And he wanted to accept the loathsome compound, but he just couldn't persuade himself to drink the loathsome compound.
It tastes nasty.
It was loathsome.
No, it doesn't.
And
it
you will not
good.
Prosper if you reject my beverage, she said.
It tastes like
but he answered, I
reject
will not drink
beverage.
This undrinkable loathsome compound.
Dead
whatever
air
don't
may
offer
happen.
Me candy.
In apparent response to
well,
his refusal,
want to call it
instead
that,
of declaring
man.
That he'd be passed
okay, but I'm not
test,
getting in the van with you this time.
She then pours
well,
out.
Well, I tell you, last time
oh,
it wasn't
okay, well,
good
I'm
enough,
quitting.
Please.
I'm leaving now. I thought was, the van thing was inevitable.
It was fine. It was, well, you know, my parents, they don't
yes,
understand.
Yes, well, I didn't
I got
expect
the mattress
them to be
all
there.
Ready.
That was all.
I cleaned the mattress this time,
even. Oh.
Ah, well, let's just go over
all
this.
Right, the meter's going up.
Yeah, we're getting
it
a reading
off with
here.
A squeegee.
Oh, faster, faster.
That would be
no,
my
no, I have to turn that
Red
off.
Bull
it's
going to
wrap the needle in a minute.
All right.
She just really reacts to the Red Bull.
Very responsive.
Hey, can we give her an Ale 8 at XJ?
Ale 8?
What?
At XJ.
What the hell are you talking about?
Ale 8 is, well,
it's
this
kind of religious cult that occupies a certain area in New York at a certain time of year.
Do they wear special outfits?
They wear very special outfits.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
What are they wearing? What are they wearing right now?
Just for a minute, I thought I had one on.
Well,
they wear this and that, and sometimes
this,
less
that
of
and
this,
the
and
other.
None
it,
of that.
Is it low cut?
Sometimes less of this and none of that.
You could
low
call
cut
it that.
This.
And a lot of the other.
Well, it's very fashionable.
But the other is transparent.
It's hot out there. You don't want much. Anyway,
it's true.
It's a substance lighter than gossamer that's more see-through than
like
even
spider
the
silk
most
spun
crystal
by
window.
Tiny fairy spinnerets of silvery swales.
And when this substance was added to the crucible, it made everything harder.
Bubbles, bubble, toil and trouble, cauldron burn and Chloe bubble.
Here's some more
bubble?
Of that.
Me?
Sure.
Okay. I guess I am
right
kind of bubbly.
Yes, she's bubbling over tonight as a guest on the Doctors of the Air Operating Theater. Tonight, we're going to go through some of the more exciting and involving conundrums from our subgenius heritage, pulled out of the dusty, must-covered cabinet of elephant lusts of the past. Yes, for you and every other subgenius within listening range, some of Dobbsian wisdom spooned out of our special hidden chalice.
Oh, no, look, someone forgot to plug the bung hole when they tapped the wine cap.
That's an arm banjo.
The end of a banjo and played at deafening volume. There we go.
A whole keg of wine has drained out onto the floor of the studio.
Oh, what a waste, but necessary.
They stuffed this in the bung hole.
Sacrilegion.
Sacrilegious.
Well, there's exactly. Hal
hurried into the cellar
rest,
and inspected the damage, then carefully tapped the bung hole in each of the huge casks.
Well, I prefer to use my natural tap here.
What was that? What was that, girl?
She's trying to tell you something.
Something. I'm not.
She's saying Timmy got caught in the sawmill, and if we don't get there within 5 minutes...
And little Manson's trying to get him
out. That's Timmy the monk, right?
Yeah, he'll be... it'll be the Oklahoma Skill Saw Massacre.
Hey, let's watch this. This sounds great.
They're going to carve beautiful designs into his bones and...
I think she just needs to go out.
It's an automated process. Well, that's your interpretation. Okay, she's a very intelligent beast. By the way, how long have you had her?
Oh, about 6 years.
And seems so responsive. Did you train this creature yourself?
No, this is one of those mail order things.
I see. Well, it's amazing what you can order through Amazon.gov.
Make our way to the cellar.
Thank you, my dear.
We'll be looking for...
I don't give a damn.
Inspecting the damage.
Oh, that's a big dam. They blew up the dam. That's terrible damage.
Sorry.
I've anointed the cellar with holy water.
Too late.
I've secured and locked the door in place.
If I could only understand what she's saying.
I lost my instruction manual. I don't have one more PS to work
out. Unnecessary loss of life. Oh, the humanities.
Gone forever.
Spudville washed away by the floodwaters.
We'll know next time.
It's
this
in all
holy
the
relic is simply the face
they
of
they were
dots.
So unique.
With the original dot pattern.
The original moving
quickly toward our goal. We have two more
Emma
listeners.
Yes, two more. We're up to 44.
Thank you,
listeners. You two new listeners. You know who you are. You ones that just tuned in the last 20 minutes. You're the ones.
You're sexy.
We want to thank you. Thank you. And the rest of you 42 other listeners who
also
have.
Also sexy.
And we've got your number.
So sexy.
We're going to come to your house.
You're the hottest listeners.
You've got pants that are hot.
We're going to visit you.
Your pants are so hot the devil would get burned.
Ooh-wee!
It's true.
Well, who would have thought it? Oh, listen to that satisfied screaming from a bunch of satisfied customers.
The following morning, a sleepy-eyed monk unlocked the cellar door and squinted into the dim room.
What the?
Followed by a group of curious monks, the abbot discovered that another keg of wine had been tapped.
This is some jazzy music. We're going to have a real ring-eating time.
Kind of a wise-and-dying here on WJAK.
Really great time. Have another hot buttered rum martini.
What happens on that WJAK? And why is it WKJAK?
Southern Fried Whiskey. My friend here will have bourbon and bong water. Well, it's like this.
Sorry, can't comment. Too busy getting down.
Oh, wow. Look at her go.
Oh, man. She is
well,
in the zone.
Stood on the
boy, you could solve the energy
gyrating wildly.
It's Go-Go.
Removing her outer garments. She no longer needed them.
Hey. Stop needing her. Well, there's one other thing I'd like to mention. This is
exhibiting the fresh rosiness of her.
The roseate fingers
of
visage.
My new young body.
Yes, like the dawn itself in its first blush of heavenly splendor.
And there was the source of the passion of his sermon.
A box of Sherman's cigarettes.
Surprised by his opponent's
Sherman's
oratory.
They want to avoid getting Sherman's disease, though. Yes,
and
back
there
in
she was, spinning, spinning, spinning.
They spun many tales at the salon of Graf von Spellman, Count Luckenbach, and his
Count
royal
Luki
retainer.
Bach.
It was at his great estate at Marburg that
No more nuts.
The composer
no
has composed his excruciating variation.
Hey, where are you going with
on Eczema Can't Talk.
Are those nuts yours?
Here's one of those books of the subgenius, Revelation X, right here in
my Wow, it looks like a squirrel's been chewing on it.
Somebody right here in my sweaty little hand.
Help maybe me, the squirrel. That's no squirrel.
I'm going to look it up
look
right now and see what the going rate is.
Those are some nice chops.
Yes, I'd like a steak and a chop.
Yeah. I'll start my diet.
Why does the studio smell like a new car?
It has that new car smell.
Run over
no, most
dog.
Accidents sure. occur within 1.5 miles
smells
of home.
Smells like China.
By gosh, that's right. They're going to break the spode China, the bone China.
No, and the country with the people who make the cars.
I thought those were the Japanese.
Well, some of them make cars too.
Hey, better slow down.
Oh, he's a rock star.
Oh, I thought it was a cop.
No, no, we don't do rock star, man.
I don't want to be pulled over by a rock star at this time.
Robot juice. It's just hydraulic fluid, folks.
Robot
They drain
juice.
It out of the willy wheels, and they put it in a can.
Delicious.
And you drink it down, and it smells like you got it out of the dumpster.
All right. Keep rocking.
Out of the dumpster.
Yeah, you know what? It's like if I want to get real
dumpster
high, I do Red Bull and durian fruit
I'm
juice.
I'm not sure that we have a permit for such
I think
I'm afraid we don't have a permit to break the law.
But I also see you watching dynamic happening television program.
Yeah, I just looked it up on the going rate for Revelation X, the Bob
Apocryphon.
Oh, if you open those curtains,
is now.
I can see show. As you see it. There, yeah,
yes,
I see
through the
enough reflective power,
of
the farting god himself. This is why we play the music. Because it's,
I'm feeling panicked.
They're watching
tonight.
Tilt.
Don't know why.
Who passes air religiously.
Tilton at windmills.
So I can now
kind
see
of chaotic,
his
reflection. Really.
But I've always thought he resembled the actor Kerwin Matthews facially.
See,
as if it's Kerwin's hour of religious contemplation.
Kerwin Matthews?
Don't he look something
Never
like Kerwin?
Yeah.
Okay, Rob, what do you think? Doesn't think he looks like Kerwin?
I think we should drink from the sacred river.
Okay, let's do it.
They're hey, it's 420, isn't it?
It is 420.
Showing
this
the
Philo's 420 in right now.
Parkway Theater.
And we're rocking.
Go prop.
And I just ordered you some Ale 8, Dr.
Hey,
Al.
Hey, you're over-miked, Governor. That's very good of you, though. I'm always in the mood for those non-nutritional beverages.
Oh, you do, Governor.
You know, one interesting thing, Chloe. At X Day, Governor Rockdar made sure that Ale 8 pompously and constantly flowed, and he even came up with a way of cooking chicken immersed in this magic fluid.
Well, I wouldn't be eating the chicken, but I'll have some Ale 8.
Well, maybe he could cook some rutabagas in it for you.
There we go.
Yeah, that would work.
Well, I was speaking metaphorically, but one often says in jest what becomes disturbingly real.
It's true.
Well, another thing, Governor Ragnar is a man of letters, and he actually wrote a verse, a poem, about the consumption of Ale 8 on X Day by none other than yours truly. Yes.
That's a poem.
I mean, you know what happened when we turned to Dr. Rocknar's show? That's your cue, ex-Rocknar. There's a big
He's probably out at the track trying to make book on every run-down, broken-down nag that he ever felt a hunch about.
Yep. Who are you calling a nag?
Oh, I was talking about his proclivities for the betting life at the track. The racetrack, that is.
I
won't nag you.
That's got to be something, right?
Never mind. No, it's just a plushy joke. Forget
No nonsense for some of our disabled
bones
contestants.
Are creaking.
Like bony old No-Nose Nanette and
well,
others. We want to give them
not
special
nonsense.
Treatment.
Not.
No, they not. Are tied up not. In knots
hey,
from
hey,
too
hey,
much
hey,
negativity.
Knots.
Too much of the no and not enough of the yes. Because, you see, these unfortunates never learned the power of positive profession. They have to say what they want. Visualize, concentrate, and then obtain. And if you really want something, draw a picture of it and make
That's
it real.
True.
and then it will come to you.
And here it comes.
Well, that wasn't exactly what I intended, but the picture didn't come out right.
That's Aram Khachaturian.
Resembles Paul Rubens.
Yeah, kinda. Or Saint Sebastian, pierced by the arrows of an unloving and unforgiving populace. And to think this music is made by power tools, you know, it gives you faith in the human race. Well, also on the agenda, we have some old business. I see they are still debating about the removal of the outflow behind the building. Now, I don't know who's taking responsibility for this big spill.
You are not mesmerized by Tilton yet?
I think it takes more than that weakened wizard to penetrate her screen of
And now, see, you're looking through the other little frame. It's like watching TV of the show. And you can switch. Oh, yeah, you can move it or switch to any of those.
It's hypnotic. Don't be caught by the snaky magnetism these demons exert.
I can see you. I can see the
Once
Red
you
Bull.
Grant them reality, they can drag you down into their level. That's what they want to do.
I don't want that.
No, don't grant them reality.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, well, but sometimes they insist. Hello?
Is this the Puzzling Evidence Show?
You have reached it.
Oh, okay. Do you guys have the number of the public library?
No.
Well, we don't use that old thing anymore. We have the internet.
I was
going to
say, if we had a phone to slam down, we would slam it down now.
Yeah, I'm looking up Dr. Hunt, Dr. Michael Hunt.
Yeah. Right, well,
okay, now, see,
this
I'm
is a
really mad now.
Page out of the past, isn't it?
His nickname is Mike.
Right, yeah, I've heard that one before. What was it, the fake Frank Bent used to come up
with you know, like that? I happen to know deeply, personally, one of the imposter Frank Bents.
Oh, my gosh. You mean you're
related
to this person?
I don't know if we
want to
go that far back in history, but let's tell the folks what he's like.
Well, this Frank Bent was the Frank Bent of the early 90s. 91,
I always
like
that
93.
One.
Yeah, he's quite a guy.
A laughable rogue.
Yeah.
Lusting for life and
because the Frank
Lusting
Bent that
something.
He I named him after is this roly-poly sign painting artist who did the first Puzzling Evidence T-shirts that I printed up for the Doc Stock.
Yeah, this one he's not roly-poly, but he is an artist.
Ah,
yes.
And where was this?
It was in a kingdom by the sea. It was in a kingdom out in the desert.
Yes.
I would be alive and in my shelter now.
By a sea of sand.
By a sea of sand and dust.
The dusty doom of the dunes. In the sandy traces of the endless waste.
The caller is unsure. What is happening to him right now?
I'd say anal probing.
But he cannot admit this on the air.
No, that would be acknowledging that the aliens exist, which, of course, is forbidden by the universal code of secret strategy.
I'd rather just listen to Spinette. I know it is.
Yes, sir. Spin another one.
Sorry.
Incidentally, Gulliver was able to play the Spinette for the king and the court of Brobdingnag, which should actually be called Brobdingrag, by running up and down and striking its keys with mallets covered with mouse skin. However, he could only play an air for the left hand.
I got a question for Dr. Howe.
Yes, I'm here, my boy.
Dr. Howe, you know, in the natural...
Oh, you're fading out, Doctor. Let's try to bring him in a little better.
Well, I just wanted to say that normal conversation provides an idiomatic phrase that is somewhat interesting, and we want to know the origin of it.
Well, you can try.
That phrase is when people are trying to think of something or refer to a point of subjectivity, they may sometimes use a phrase that says, the thing of it is, or... Well, that's the thing of it, or, well...
The thing of it.
Well, the thing
exactly.
of it
that's
is
what it is. They refer to it as a
that
thing.
Hidden, crawling, loathsome thing.
They don't say what it is.
That creeping thing that nobody talks about.
Thing.
Except everybody mentions it. But it's the hidden thing no one wishes to acknowledge.
And the thing about the thing is
well,
that...
What is the thing?
Can you take it? next seven exits.
I want to know what the thing of it is.
Well, the thing of it, it's like the witchness of the whatness or the awareness of the
werewolf. Don't you normally get paid for these kind of questions, Hal?
Yes, I do. They should hand over some good old American gratuity. But that's neither here nor there. I'm just beating it out of the bramble-berry. Yes, a couple of simoleons, some splack nugs would be just fine.
Here's a sawbuck.
A sawbuck? Bacaw! Well, in that case, let me lead you by the hand through a garden of erudition to the ultimate etymological solution of the deepening mystery.
Millions of years ago, giant dinosaurs roamed the earth. The Brontosaurus.
Okay, well, I welcome your response now.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got distracted. What was the question again?
My question was, what is the origin of the phrase, the thing of it is?
Well, the thing, it's, this actually goes back to, through the Romance languages, to the Latin tongue. You may know, if you are a good Latinist, the phrase, res ipsa loquitur. This can be freely translated as the thing speaks for itself. That is to say, the thing, as we know it, was also known to the inhabitants of the Roman Empire in its early period of hegemony, first extending down the Italian peninsula and then to encompass all the borders of the known world.
Ah, yes, yes, I understand now.
This form of ideation was spread so that with the fall of Rome in 410 A.D., through the growing world of the Dark Ages and succeeding medieval world, the ideation of the unvoiced thing also grew. Slowly, as did the great edifices of the cathedral, built over centuries by accretion and by the unconscious guiding hand of the populace.
I dig you, man.
Into our present era of microchips and moon rockets, the thing has burst forth like an unwholesome fungus growth, an eerie creature from the distant past, now haunting us even as we attain the summit of human knowledge. Thank you for your question.
Source of your slack.
Is this a prayer request?
Yeah, well, they want an answer, so that's the sort of thing they get.
Oh, Bob.
But let's not talk about that thing anymore. It's boring. You can't describe it. You can't really get a handle on it. It's here. Let's just acknowledge the thing will always be present.
I acknowledge it because I look at it every time I look in the mirror.
You can see it?
Oh, it's garish and sticks out.
And what do you see?
Acknowledge it.
The thing? Well, what does it look like?
Oh, well, it's kind of nondescript.
I saw that in Virginia, so it was called the thing.
Let me just reiterate. Let me backtrack a minute.
What part of the state again? Oh, over by the coast.
I've lived all over the state of Virginia and the state of West Virginia.
You did?
Oh,
yes, I did. Virginia, I lived in the good old Shenandoah.
This generic art.
That's where I live, too.
Yeah.
But the West Virginia, I did not live in. And my
it's a superior state.
Well, it's sure gorgeous. Very gorgeous. It's ridiculous. But they get, my roommate my first year was from West Virginia. And my other roommate, who I told you about, was from Virginia. And the Virginia roommate was really mean to the West Virginia roommate
West Virginia catches a lot of stuff for being immigrant.
Yeah, that's where they came from.
Really?
Yeah, it's just sort of this endless fight about, hey, are you from Texahoma? Okay,
well.
And I saw it played out many times and always so seely.
I heard it played out in my own mind. You can quote me on that.
In my mind. Yeah.
If you have a mind, you're listening to the show.
She.
Oh, is that what it is?
Of naturally.
See how he faded him right in there?
Selected beasts.
Yes, unleash the subgenius brain. Let it rage in the arena against the gladiators of the mind.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Why, Betty Davis, what big rabbit ears you have?
Really?
Yes. Okay, well, if you're that good, how about this one? What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Would that be Strother Martin and Rowan's Laughing?
Yeah, you got it. Not well, Rowan.
Well, I was extrapolating
yes,
a little
I
bit,
understand.
But that was, in fact, the guy, the old prison
just
warden.
Just a bunch of guys.
Yep.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Sausage Fest. Well, that would be Sidney Poitier to you.
Here's another show.
It's alive! It's alive! Oh, pathetically easy. Colin Clive in Frankenstein.
Wow, more online Rose listeners. Bud.
If you build it, he will
listeners.
Come.
That's something happened to do with Kevin Costner in a baseball suit.
What you say, little caller?
Son, your mother and me would like for you to cozy up to the Finkelstein boy. He's a bright kid, and he's going to military school. Remember, he's an Eagle Scout. Will you shut up? We're not going to have a family brawl. We put up with a hell of a lot. You lift weights. Build your damn muscles. You know, you
get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
You know, Brandon Scoot, like the Mexican. I got a friend with United Fruit. Get you started.
All the gin joints
start
in the
strawberries.
Wild.
You might in this work town your way into those wild. Damn bananas.
She walks into mine.
Humphrey Bogart to self, monologue in Casablanca.
Are you gonna get your act together?
That is to say, I mean,
I'm gonna get my belt.
It is show, Dad.
Whoops. Take a belt to him.
Is it peace for peace?
That's
how it's spelled.
Just dying
I had the Red Bull.
Is it safe? Sir Lawrence Olivier to Dustin.
I think they put
Whoopish
in there.
Make the Red Bull bend
over. Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
I
heard something.
Mind.
I thought
that was show. Don't worry about it.
Show enough, it were.
It show is.
But look, this show, as you call it, is simply a collection, a concatenation, if you will, of liberty gibbet gibbering that we
liberty
love.
Gibbets.
Oh well, yeah.
Oh, they're pretty.
Well,
so why is it
like
a show
fire.
And not
we're
a fire?
We're right off jelly
sparkling
babies.
Sparkling like thousands of pieces of twinkling mica.
Twinkies.
Only they're in the
yeah,
sky.
Yeah, Twinkie Mike.
Oh,
not
now we
ground.
Have 48 listeners.
Sort of
thank you to those
Twinkies.
Other new 43.98.
Yes. Here's your reward, kids.
You're
a hostess
so
Twinkie.
I'd walk 42
you get a
miles
big delight
for 48
in every
more
bite.
Listeners. I'd walk 43 miles now.
So what would you like silly. Now? Would you enjoy?
And I'd be
Francisco
the man that could walk
up.
44 miles to come back at your door.
I think it was a thousand.
With 48 more listeners.
It's a thousand miles.
It's a thousand miles.
It's a thousand miles.
And in all the gin joints in the world, she had to walk back into mine.
Yep. These are well-known movies. It would be better to ask the ones that are less. Well known to make it more of an interesting.
Okay, I have the perfect.
Well, all I do is have
quote.
The top list.
What would
perfect.
That be?
I have the top list. That's
my
all
cat
I have.
Can eat a whole watermelon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that one's a toughie.
Yeah. I
give up yet?
Yeah, I give
well,
up.
Well, from Garfield, the motion picture.
No, it's from. No.
Yeah.
Okay,
you don't
want to
know.
What is it?
No, I do want to know.
It's from Reuben and Ed.
Oh, I even know that and
yes,
like that
Crispin
movie.
Yes, Crispin Glover.
Yeah, and
that other guy.
Howard Hessman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
him.
Great
and
stuff.
They're both two
great
Republicans
movie.
Wandering Howard around the desert of Utah.
It's Republicans
trying
in
to,
the desert with
yes,
nothing
to bury
drink
a cat.
Or eat.
No,
trying
well,
to bury
they,
a cat.
They drink the melted ice in the cooler that the cat is in.
Yeah, but...
Well, Reuben does.
Yeah, but...
Excellent.
But that's not what Republicans like in
like the guy who froze to death in Death Valley.
It can happen.
Oh, hell, that's right. I gotta get... Oh, he's gone. Oh, no.
Now what happened? Oh.
There was a guy that froze to death in Death Valley. He made a sponge suit out of that soaked alcohol to him.
They call
and as
him
he walked
sponge
across
Bob.
Down by Saline Valley, the thing over-sponged, and he became colder and colder. And then he sat down and was trying to get to the release, and they found him.
Get it off! Get it off!
Frozen soft.
Encased in
and
a
the
sponge
suit was
sickle.
Given to the Academy of Arts, and they...
Wow.
To ask Mr. Long if
did they
show
still
me
have
the
his
suit.
Body in it?
No, they took him out and buried him.
You
in
don't
the
want to
dish.
See that old sponge. It had a dead guy in it.
No wire hangers ever.
Ben's good eating.
No,
good
none guy. Of those as Faye Dunaway's
dead guy eating
in Mommy Dear.
Dead guy.
How did he keep the sponges together?
Yeah, well, he made
with
a suit out of them.
Power.
Well,
yeah, but how did he keep them together?
Oh, you mean they
with
had
science!
No, you can't expunge science from the record.
Surely you can't be serious.
Sponge.
Well, you know, millions
I
of
am
years
serious,
ago,
and don't call me Shirley.
Sucked up all life.
And here we see the motor pool, the staging area, getting ready for Operation Sea Lion. Yes, this is a mighty military maneuver. Let's all amble over to the mess kit and have a mess tent.
I'll make a mess in your tent.
Say K ration.
You already
C ration.
Did.
Some K ration.
Brought to you by your friends at KBR.
Let's have some sea biscuits. And hey, did anybody see that Arnold Schwarzenegger bought a case of beer, non-alcoholic beer? In fact, it's beer that's made for dogs to drink.
What?
Yes, it was
way
very
too late.
Curious.
Way
it
too
was
late,
in the news.
But I did find
and,
it.
Yeah, right here. Yeah. This is it. Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys are doing it right, and everything's fair, and I can't find the damn dude.
He bought it to bring to one of his friends who's a real dog lover.
Now watch my moves.
He's going to give his friend who has a dog
that likes
beer. Yeah, they
named him after a noise reduction system. What kind of life is that?
Non-alcoholic beer.
No, you know, I lived next door to this guy for like a year.
You just had to read the whole story.
Well, maybe he wrote the song about you.
No, he wrote it before I was alive.
Hey, nobody's fire.
That doesn't matter.
He may have been, you know...
Don't know how these things might hook up on
prognosticating.
But we do know that a strange, unknown
My
object
birth was
has
foretold.
Been circling the Earth ever since the moment of your birth.
Yeah, any moment now they start saying science.
Giants version of the song?
You know, we do try to slip some puzzlers in there.
They have a sample. I'd like to hear that version.
That's kind of like...
Giants!
Growing up next door to Bela Lugosi.
Gesundheit.
As one person.
I'm allergic to science.
Yeah, I'm allergic to science. That's what he's saying.
You know, some
Here's
people
a
call
movie. I try to identify this one, somebody.
Robotism I, a poor science. Peasant, have conquered science. Why can I not conquer love?
See, I thought he was saying they blinded me with sinus. You know, like some big sinus effluvia.
Gesundheit.
Came out, and they blinded him with sinus effluvia.
Sinus!
Sinus, yes.
Cyanide?
I can see the greenery, is what he's saying. Sinus greenery.
Sinus fiction. And you remember, there was a series of commercials in the 60s
and
about some medicine which was just like sending your sinus to Arizona.
Yeah, I remember
And
that.
A little animation would show the guy's sinus flying out and flying to Arizona.
No, his whole body. He would be
and sometimes he would take his sinus and just put it
and
in
suddenly
an envelope.
Open up next to a pool
Because he wasn't
Arizona.
In a real hurry. He would
that
just mail it to
I would stare at that every
Arizona.
Time and think, I want that to be me.
Yeah,
I
well, you
be
were
in a
wishing
little suitcase
it to be
and
you.
Show up in Arizona.
You were in
Arizona
receiving your sinus.
A little bob pipe and an aloha shirt, shorts, and loafers.
Your sinus
a lounge
had a
chair
pipe
next to the pool.
Slippers.
Yeah, I put
and,
a bob pipe in
and
your
And suddenly it's sunny and it's beautiful and because you snorted something, I think.
Well, yeah, you got to watch out because down at your pipe. Feet are scritching and scratching away a huge salt puget as big as a large chipmunk.
A
large chipmunk? Wouldn't that be a woodchuck?
Ten-legged sun spider with huge fangs. I'm not a kidding.
Like a groundhog.
Okay,
right?
I'm
going
to see if the
chipmunk.
Price range on the Bob Apocryphon has increased any.
We were looking up to see how much each book,
well,
each t-shirt.
Well, the question is, are
you
going to make
how
a
much
killing
of those, how much are those little light switch covers nowadays on eBay with Bob face on them? The bookends, there's the baseball cap.
What irritates me is it would be possible to make money out of all this drag if it could only be organized past the moronic.
Well, you can buy the Bob Apocryphon, a Book of the Subgenius 2, Revelation X, on the internet now. You can buy it used for $75, but
that
you can buy a new one for $84.
Our message needs to be getting out to the people.
But I noticed now that an original VHS version of Arise is selling for $75 used.
Used?
$75.
Someone touched it?
You can download
Ew.
It for free. A digital, redigitized, remastered version on the Usenet.
And now there is.
You can buy a used, almost new
washed,
version
I don't
of
think
the tape.
The ideas are gone. They've been
gone, dead.
Yeah,
yeah,
sucked
but
off
now
the
there's
tape.
Buy two to it.
Yeah, they
but
get a tutu and do the same thing. That's right. That's the part that people don't understand. With
oh my, is someone on Tribe in there?
Yep. And you can go anywhere you want in that world.
It never ends, I swear to God.
The
I swear to Bob.
It Nubian just goes on forever.
It goes into a loop, which goes on forever.
The road goes on.
So now
on
we've got
on.
The one track. We'll do
out
the
from the door where it began.
From the Laurie Anderson.
Like a story that never
just
ends.
We have 42 repetitive
it
tracks.
Never ends.
Weaving in and out of.
Get some rest.
Yeah, get some rest. I was just listening. They're so worn out. You can barely hear them now. Because people are getting rest.
Blinded me with science.
Hmm. Well, you can't turn a blind eye to science as she exposes her secrets.
It's not all
exposing. You can turn two blind eyes to intelligent design.
So,
Well, what's going on in there? Have you commandeered all the microphones?
Me? No, I could.
Hold on a second.
Got your drumsticks? So, are you coming out to X-Day?
Whoa!
That's to you, I'm sure.
What the?
It's heavy.
Yeah,
it's heavy.
You.
Yeah.
Like, you coming out to X-Day?
Am I?
Yeah.
You know, I keep trying to get out there, and it keeps not happening. I would love
to get out there. Here she is. She's coming out to X-Day.
Yes. I'll say yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, all right. There you go. Just keep the callers happy.
I'll be
oh,
here.
Yeah!
You just made my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, that's all we need that
I mean, who needs so much immersion in such
it's the funny face drinking song.
But I think you would enjoy it just the same. The opportunity to meet various rednecks and hillbillies who were all inculcated with the subgenius doctrine.
I was once a...
Listen
redneck
to them
hillbilly
howling and whooping it up
with subgenius
drinking moonshine and applejack
I still got me wisdom teeth
I don't
which is kind of nice to think about that Subgum Dimi went out there and influenced people to
just
go
like
somewhere
Andrew
else
Carnegie.
More better
well that's a success story like Horatio Alger
wow.
From hard times to liberty with luck and pluck and the grin of the subgenius. Yes, it is all so true.
It's true.
A pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
And a pillar of salt any time in between.
Yes, as Bob leads his limping legions
this
across
the land.
This
is an attitude of relaxed manners.
Soon it will be, as prophesied, and the sub-beamies will march on Washington, D.C. For the million moron march which has been predicted and prophesied in the pickle barrel prophecies of Cracker Eddie.
Be careful, ma'am. You're very close to the copyright theme song of Over the Edge.
And do not inflate your Mae West.
You can't play that on this show.
No, we wouldn't want to do that because we want... Enmity and, I mean, amity.
Yeah.
Amity.
No, digitally we'll remove that.
Yes, that's very good. You see, we want parity, let's say it that way, a detente
yeah, we
with
want
the over the edge.
What
of,
they do.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well,
they
started it with
Tom
their
Joyce
Howland Island.
Hold on, I got
hello?
What's
hello?
This about Howland Island, hello? Anyway? I own the base
island?
Property.
You own an island?
No, I no man is an island.
It's true.
But some men are peninsulas.
Yes, and if a piece of the continent were to break off, it would really hurt.
Woe would be me.
What about
yes.
Skull Island?
Well, that's a different thing. Skull Mountain Island, the
what about the prop
stamping
island?
Ground of King Kong.
And dinosaurs.
Yep.
And what about the Frop Islands?
I want to go back. Well, the Frop Islands, you know that Frop Island line is a mighty fine line.
Mighty
and the Frop Island line is the road to ride. Those Frop Islands, many have spoken of them, but few have actually seen them, and many have wasted their entire lives and careers trying to get there.
You
but
know,
somewhere
I went.
Out in the dazzle of the blue Pacific, there they are, the Frop Islands,
hey, I could see
glowing
them.
Like jewels.
Evidence of
wow,
Frop Islands.
So pretty. Frop
larger
island.
Constellations
they
burning.
Are pretty. I've been to the
metal
moons
up on
the hill
in happy
Frop
skies.
Island.
This is the lost
breadths
evidence.
Of tropic shade. And palms in cluster, knots of paradise. Never comes the trader,
like,
never floats the European flag.
Available.
Yeah.
Flies the bird or lustrous woman.
Coffee world.
Swings
I remember thinking,
the trader
stereo.
From the crag.
Who's got a stereo TV?
Droops the heavy blossom
I mean,
bower. Hangs the heavy
where
fruited
available.
Tree. Summer isles of Eden,
a lot of
resting in dark purple spheres.
Only if
of
you
sea.
Drank enough coffee.
keep rocking.
I saw a bumper sticker yesterday that said, "Coffee is God."
God.
I've forgotten how simple that was.
Back this is your God. Coffee.
Oh, yes, God, what do we do?
Avente Grande is our Lord.
It is by the will of Java I set my mind in motion. It is by the essence of the bean that the thoughts acquire speed. The
one,
teeth acquire speed.
I set you in motion.
A warning.
Two, kill the girl. Three, strangle the boy. Kill the remaining humans. If you do not, I will kill you. Now go.
I cannot kill the girl, but I will kill the boy.
I must, and yet I cannot. I must, and yet I cannot. Where on the graph does must touch cannot? Is this part of the plan? Yes, to be like the human, to laugh, to cry, to tell foolish jokes, to do barnyard imitations, and to put your feet up and scratch and spit and stretch and
hunker
down and watch TV, eat potato chips.
You do these things
like the human, not like the Roman.
The Roman?
You are a Roman, and a Roman you shall remain.
You are a no-man.
I set you in demotion.
You're a go-man.
One.
You're a blow-man.
Kill the story. Two. Kill the movie.
Think I'm going to drown myself in the lake.
Three. Show more dinosaur footage.
Okay, here's the top 10 comebacks for caddies and their golfers.
Ow!
Now think of yourself as a caddy. You're out there with your golfer, and you...
Oh, so that's what you call it.
What the golfer, the number 10 says, the golfer says...
Golfing
think I'm
going to
drown myself in the lake. And the caddy replies, do you think you can keep your head down that long?
Golfing humor.
Number nine. The golfer says, I'd move heaven and earth to break 100 on this course. The caddy replies, try heaven. You've already moved most of the earth.
Come see the caddy.
Number eight.
With
most often given reply.
The it's the most heart-rendering thing you've ever seen.
Heart-rendering? What is improving? That? And the caddy's reply, yes, sir, you missed the ball much closer now.
It's 67 hours of laughs, goofs, gags.
The golfer says, for number seven, the golfer says, do you think I can get there with a 5-iron? And the caddy replies, eventually.
Uncontrollable shaking.
The number six most replied golfer-caddy exchange.
Anal leakage.
You've got the worst caddy in the world.
I'm so
you've got to be the worst caddy in the world. Caddy.
Hey, I always
think
drive
so,
a caddy,
sir.
Man.
That would be
you get
way
a good
too much of a coincidence.
A
is that in here somewhere?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Golfer, number five.
From the FCC
please stop checking
morning.
Your watch all the time. It's too much of a distraction. Caddy, it's not a watch. It's a compass.
Well, you know,
and
golfing,
here's number four. Golfer says,
Carson Napier,
how do you like my game?
Golfing
is
a
to
which the caddy replies, very good, sir, but personally, I prefer golf.
It is amazing, you know, when you think about just 20 years ago, this was a joke in the forest of Arkansas.
Jokes,
yeah.
And now you got all these endless pages on websites describing what Bob is.
Bob.
Number three, golfer says, do you think it's a sin to play?
No more, please.
The caddy replies, the way we see you, sir, it's a sin on any day.
I know it seems a sin for me to sit and grin at him here. But the old three-cornered hat
kind of
and
funny,
the bridges...
You have to admit they are kind of funny, don't you think so, Hal?
Pedro's
they are sort of funny.
I'll laugh at a half.
Hey, here's Pedro number two. All right, here is the number two. Hey, drum roll, please.
Somebody open a window.
You know, I had a connection.
This is the worst course I've ever played on, to which the caddy replied, this isn't the golf course. We left that an hour ago.
Doug Wellman didn't really do close-ups on the sink.
And
so what's number one?
Here it is, the number one best caddy comment. Number one best. Here it is. You ready?
Hold it down.
Wait, Michael, this is number one.
Please, what? For God's sake.
The golfer says, that can't be my ball. It's too old.
End it now.
What was that?
Says, it's been a long time since we teed off, sir.
Come on! Enough of this, for God's dear dignity. Don't you know that only Republicans play golf?
We're here at the
Now look, are you saying
that Democrats are crappy golfers? Did you say that Democrats are bad golfers? I'll have you know I resemble that remark, sir. I am a Democrat, and I am a bad golfer.
How much time do you spend on the links, anyway?
Well, when I'm not playing golf, I'm looking for these links you speak so highly of. I assume that these links will be found eventually. I'll be out on the links myself, linking them up with the golf course. Have you ever wondered why they call them the links?
There on the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy after fancy, thinking of the lost Lenore.
Thinking of the stinking you're going to cause.
Of a rare and radiant maiden.
I'm thinking of the stinking the you're causing right now. What did you eat for dinner? I think you've been fouling your own dinner.
Nameless here forevermore. All right, now steady, men.
Yeah. Steady, women.
We've only got a few more minutes to get our subgenius message out to the people.
Only if you're going steady.
Am I going steady?
Yeah, you are going steady with the show.
Yes, that's right. Steady as she goes.
Are you going steady?
Steady the helm. Just put your hand on the tiller.
Keep rocking.
Yeah, right there. And steer.
Doesn't have the same emotional impact
as so
the rocking guitars.
Sit well in order.
Of the coffee-swilling rock band. That has a drummer, a fake guitar player, and a fake lead singer.
The baths of all the Western stars.
And it's pretty neat when they break up the show. You just see the guitar and the lead singer full of coffee.
It may be we shall touch the happy isles and see the great Achilles.
Do what we tell you.
Bunch of
I'm just
This whole slaughter of the pinks is totally uncalled for. It's a waste of good, strong backs and easily rewashed brains.
Made weak by time.
Are their shepherds? Certainly the slaughterhouse will be there eventually, but in the meantime, why not show them we need not stoop to their level?
Of course, there will be exceptions.
Praise Dobbs for his great blessings upon our vengeance.
That's the beginning of Albert Bernstein's poem.
He's talking about the Fantastic Four.
Was that me and that Burning Man footage censored from your television set?
Muon.
Yes, there were muons, gluons, and other attendant phenomena. We had micro phenomena going on in the quantum event.
Okay, now, I know that in just a little while, a few of you will be putting on your clothes and getting ready to go to work.
That's me.
And I want to try to encourage you not to do that. You should quit your job.
Stay home.
Stay home. I'm not coming in today. Don't even call. Don't send an email. Just don't show up.
But don't put your clothes on.
No, don't even show up.
In fact, if you have clothes on, take them off now.
Yes.
Take them off,
that's the
get
first
back in bed, and just stay home. Sleep until about noon.
But before it's dark, have every picnic basket that's in jelly's
time. A little steel-cut oats with some dried fruit, some walnuts.
Roll it up in an edible package and bring along a couple of edible beer bottles.
If you're feeling guilty, maybe like 1 o'clock, call your boss and just tell him,
And call your old mother up. Would it hurt to call your old mother once in a while?
Cannot be zero listeners.
Put all your papers in a box.
And if you drink, don't drive. And if you drive, don't drink. God bless. Good night.
But
in this great land of ours, 100% red-blooded American.
Guilty about it, which you may be.
A subgenius.
You should be feeling guilty about going to work. Slack. Quit your job, slack off.
Take your clothes off.
Take your clothes off. Relax. In a puddle of slack.
Drop.
Slack, though your heart is breaking. Slack, though your hands are shaking. Slack. Slack is the soft voice. Slack, the luminous cloud.
Are we controlled by secret forces?
Yes, we are. We in ourselves.
Do people think they're strange?
And thence comes all the charm, nor ear, or sight. All melodies, the echo of that voice. All colors, a suffusion from that light.
Patriot or alien? Which is he?
And
so,
as the sun begins its shaky crossing of the sky, we, the doctors of the air, fold up our tents and steal away until our next appointment with you in
the
secret,
for these
intimate recesses
I've got these tent
of your ears.
I put it in the trunk.
Okay.
We wish only
here, I'm gonna toss them over to you.
And cuddle your mind with our own special greeting, which now may
week.
Only be the sadness of farewell.
Okay, here's the ropes. We're gonna put the
but we shall return.
Just put that on my hair,
Farewell, farewell, thy plaintive anthem fades.
Here's all the magazines that we brought in
the near
newspapers.
Meadows, up the still stream and the hillside, and now
there's
just very
trash
deep
in the
next
bag.
Valley glades.
Okay, I mean...
Fled is that music. Do I wake or sleep?
Well, it's two trash bags.
Two trash bags, three paint cans.
And she laughed all the way to the bank.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
Oh, Red Bull!
A wink
Don't
of his
what
eye
I said about
and
your
a
job.
Nod of
I'm
his
serious.
Head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
My God, shame.
That person that's been wanting to call.
You've been really taking it too serious for way too long.
Way too long.
Drink that can of Red Bull before you do it.
I go have a donut at Dream Fluff Donuts.
I thought it was a red streak.
Our favorite donut place.
Not in this state. This is like the Titanic.
Or the time really.
I'm going to have that donut now.
Forever blowing steam bubbles.
Look at the size of that seeker.
Philo's
got a donut that just doesn't fit. And it's
what?
Stretched into a Mobius strip. The eternal endless sinking into a huge, satisfying,
what?
Steaming, cauldron-sized pot of black.
That was the countdown.
Creep.
But I don't... Tidbits of broadcast from broadcast school. Mm. And here we are.
Well, here we are. There we go.
Looking off the fantail, the taff rail,
Pop
the rear observation platform.
This was
You're
my,
looking
my
at
first
the departing
show.
Show. And how was it?
It was fantastic. Thank you.
You
it was great. I can't wait to come back.
All right.
Good morning.